Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Ayin Tes 379, and we are up to the last mitzvah in Parshas Naso, which is the beginning of Perek Zayin. We did Berachas Kohanim, says the Torah now. What's the whole second half of Parshas Naso about? It's about the Chanukas HaMishkan. Vayhi biyom kalos Moshe lakimas HaMishkan. On the day that Moshe Rabbeinu completed putting up the Mishkan, he anointed all of the Kelim. Vayimshach Oso, Vayakadish Oso, Vayakol Kelav, Vayagrivu Nesia Yisrael. He brought the Nesiyim close, and they were about to bring their karbanos, vayaviyus karbanal lefnei Hashem, and all the Nesiyim, as we know, the entire second half of Naso, repeating over and over again, all the karbanos of the Nesiyim, they bring their karbanos. But how do they bring their karbanos? Vayaviyus karbanal lefnei Hashem, sheish eglos tzav ushnei asar bakar, six agalos, and meaning six calves and 12 bakar, agalos, shnei Nesiyim, b'shar lechad, vayakrivos, and they bring it all in front of the Mishkan. And then Hashem tells Moshe the following, Kach Meitam, it's time to give out instructions to the Avodas Halavim. V'hayula Avodas Avodas Hashem Avodas Ba'al Moed V'nasato Osam Halavim Ishkafi Avodaso. This is what I want. V'yikach Moshe. Moshe takes agalos, wagons, and bakar, and cattle, gives it to the Levim, and he says as follows. Now that the Mishkan is built, you have to know, whenever the Mishkan is going to travel, how it's going to travel. Because I built it now, but what if Hashem says, tomorrow you got to move? So, he gave two wagons and four cattle to Bnei Gershom for their avoda. He gave double that, four agalos and eight bakar to Merari for their avoda. So, Gershom and Merari get wagons and bakar. Kahas didn't give anything. No wagons for Kahas. Why? V'levnei Kahas lo nasan ki avodas hakodesh aleihem. Because they have avodas hakodesh on them, bakasef yisau. Their avoda, their carrying, goes onto their shoulders. Vayakrivu on Nesiyim, and then Nesiyim come and bring the karbanos. What does it mean? This pasuk test is the source for our mitzvah today. Bakasef yisau says Rashi, Shahaya ki avodas hakodesh aleihem masa davar hakdusha ha'aron vashulchan v'chulu. Bnei Kahas were given the task of carrying the most special items, the most kadosh items in the Mishkan, the aron, the mizbeach hazahav, and the chulu and the menorah. Those aren't put on wagons. Those are carried by hands with the badim and on the shoulders, and therefore bakasev yisau. That is today's mitzvah, the mitzvah d'oraisa for the Kohanim / Levim, I'm not specifying yet, as we'll see, to carry the Aron and other items from the Mishkan. It says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitztavu sheyisu kakohanim ha'aron ala kasef, kishem olichan oso yisro mimakom ha'makom. When Bnei Yisrael travel in the desert, the Kohanim have the job of carrying the Aron. Specifically, he talks about Aron here. That's the language of the Rambam. If you look at the language of the Rambam right here in Mitzvah Lamed Dalid, Sheyisu HaKohanim HaAron Al Kitfeyem Kishenirtza Laseso Sami Makom LaMakom. The Torah didn't specify Aron. We'll have to get back to this. The Chinuch and the Rambam both specify Aron. It says, Kiavodesh HaKodesh Aleim Bakasev Yiso V'yafapi. Well, let's read I'll read you the Rambam first, because the Rambam is earlier than the Chinuch, and the Chinuch is going to quote the Rambam. The Rambam continues, V'yafapi Shez This is a major machlokas rishonim. Even though, says the Rambam, originally the tzivui was to the Levim. It was to Kahas, the whole family of Kahas. It was only because there were so few Kohanim at that time. You're going to have the children of Aaron do all of the schlepping? Ki Aaron haya harosh. Amnam ledoros. But for generations, when there are many more Kohanim, Chayavin b'mitzvazu ha-Kohanim b'heim yisa'uhu. They do the carrying. The mitzvah is upon the Kohanim, says the Rambam. Ukishet siva David lase sa'aron. And when David gave the command to carry the Aron the second time, we'll get to the first time, but the second time, it says, he talks about Vayisub Rei Alevim Esaronu Elokim Kachar Siva Moshe B'dvar Hashem B'katvam B'motos Aleihem. He continues. It says this is a mitzvah upon the Kohanim. Misparish of mitzvah zu bechal mitzvahs. Good. That's the Rambam. The Chinuch quotes the Rambam right here. Ki avodas hakodesh aleihem bakasev yisau. Because of a Rambam, even though in the context of the Torah it was said to the Levim, Lidoros it said to the Kohanim. Whenever the Mishkan has to move, or whenever the Beis HaMikdash doesn't move anymore, but whenever at that point, Lidoros, the Kohanim, are chayiv to do whatever needs to be done to the Kalim and to the Aron. Interesting that the Rambam counts this as an eternal mitzvah. It's not just a one-time mitzvah that occurred in the desert. It's whenever there needs to be movement, so then the Levim and the Kohanim have to carry it. As we'll learn about in Tanakh. Right? In Tanakh, they had to move the Aron. Right? It just so happens that once it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you know, there's no more place to move it to. But that's just a technical problem. But it doesn't mean that the mitzvah does not apply anymore. But Ramban Zal Kasab. The Ramban argues on the Rambam here. Fundamental machlokas. Who is this mitzvah upon? The Rambam, if you remember, says the Kohanim. The Ramban says no. The fact that the mitzvah was given to the Kohanim only, it's not true, says the Ramban. This is the Ramban in his Hasakas on Sefer HaMitzvahs. Chalil alanu, shenomar shenishtana shum mitzvah b'torah, shenifsalan ha-levim b'masa me'aron la'olam. Look in this parsha, look in Naso, the Levim are carrying it. You're going to tell me that all of a sudden Hashem changed the mitzvah afterwards because there weren't so many Kohanim? No, if it's a mitzvah only upon the Kohanim, then the Kohanim should have done it, even if there's only a few of them. The fact that not only Kohanim did it, but Levim did it, means the mitzvah is under Levim. It's not all of Sheva Levi. The Yafa Piresh, and the Chinuch here agrees with the Ramban. The Chinuch always follows the Rambam in terms of counting. Mitzvah versus not mitzvah. But here, in terms of this machlokas, he follows the Ramban. V'ha-Levim nasu b'mei David. Look in Divrei Hayamim. The Levim carried it. Be'emetz ha-Kohanim Levim kulam k'shirim l'masa ha'ermen ha-Torah. She'kulam nikru Levim Kohanim, are also called Levim. The Chulu, and he quotes other psukim in Tanakh, and he ends off by saying, "V'ha'ikur l'fiadome k'divrei haRamban." I like the Ramban, says the Chinuch. Shekol haShevet kashul masa aron, the entire Shevet. You might have some people picked from it, but may ikur adin, the mitzvah of carrying the aron and the other kalim, are on all of the entire Shevet. And if any limits it in any specific Pasuk, then you have to explain it, that it is just an example. If you look in the Minyan HaKatzar in the Rambam, interestingly, he doesn't limit. The Minyan HaKatzar, the Rambam's Lashon is, Laseis es ha'aron ala katef, kishenosim oso, to carry the aron on the shoulders when you carry it, without limiting it. Which makes us seem like, according to the Rambam, it's whoever's fitting at that time. Originally it was the Levim, later it was the Kohanim, but again the Rambam in his Minyan HaKatzar, he doesn't specify Kohanim versus Levim. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch here, Minchas Chinuch Nos Beis, it's a simple question. The Rambam, as we said, and the Chinuch, as we said, specifies the Aron. The mitzvah is the Aron. Doesn't mention other Kalim. Nowhere in that piece in the Rambam, in the Chinuch, doesn't mention there's a mitzvah Zaraisa to carry the menorah, to carry the shulchan. Only the Aron. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. I don't understand why. What about the other kalim? What does the Torah say? The Torah is referring to all the kalim that need to be discussed. What does Rashi say on the pasuk? Masa davar kedusha, Aron shulchan v'chulu. All of those special kalim. The Minchas Chinuch asks in Oz Beis, from the pasuk that we just quoted, the avodas bnei kahas mevur b'farshas b'midbar, kahas carried all those internal kalim, v'yutzrichem laseis, v'lo hayom olichen b'galos, they didn't put it into the wagons, im kain, maishna denak to aron. Why does the Rambam and the Chinuch specify that the mitzvah d'oraisa is only carrying the aron? Hu hadin shulchan menorah. What are the other kalim? Haklau kol shumi avodas b'nei kahas haya mitzvahs asei lisa biyadayim b'lo al ha'agalos. Mitzvahs asei not to put it on wagons. V'tzarech iyun. The Minchas Chinuch does not answer this question. I don't know why the Rambam and the Chinuch limit it. V'yafshar midivrei kabbalah. Maybe they have a misora about it. That is the Minchas Chinuch. Who answers this question? So all the svarim on this sugya quote the Brisker Rav. The Griz at the end of his sefer on the Rambam. The Minchas Asher quotes this, and other svarim Navi quote this, that there are really two elements. There's a mitzvah of carrying all the clay avoda, and there's a mitzvah specifically of carrying the aron. I skimmed the whole Brisker Rav, I didn't read the whole thing slowly, but we find elsewhere, we've already mentioned years ago, there's another example where the Aron is unique in its status. If you look, we know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of building the Beis HaMikdash. Way back in Parshas Truma, v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, we discuss the mitzvah zaseh. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of building the Mikdash. The Ramban there in mitzvahs aseh lamid gimel, the Ramban, find it. The Ramban, Mitzvah Aseh Lamed Gimel, quotes there in his comments on the Rambam, V'lochein etzli asiyas ha'aron v'akapores, l'shum sa'am ha'edus timne mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The Ramban says there's no separate mitzvah to build the menorah. It's either included in lighting the menorah or including in Binyan HaMikdash. There's no separate mitzvah in building the Shulchan. There's no separate mitzvah in building the Mizbeach. No! They're all included, either in the Avodah or the building of the Mishkan, except Aron. There's a mitzvah, a separate independent mitzvah for building the Aron. The Aron is unique. Even this inherent status, Ukamo Shaman HaRav, and then he says, just like the Rav, the Rambam quotes, Masa HaAron, Kain Be'emes, Timna Asiyaso, Mitzvah Mechlal, Mitzvah Zaseh Lefish HaYoto, Mitzvah Kayemes Lanu. Says the Ramban, even though all other Kelim are included elsewhere, the building of the Aron is a separate Mitzvah Zaseh Daraisa. So a similar idea is here, is said here by the Rambam and the Chinuch, explained by the Briska Rav. There are two elements. There's an element of carrying all the Kelim, and there's an element of carrying the Aron. And you know what? Says the Briska Rav, all the other Kelim, that was not a separate mitzvah, that is Ladoros. Once those Kelim were brought to the Mishkan, the mitzvah is over. It's Mufka. It's that mitzvah no longer exists. The Aron is eternal. And that's why the Rambam specifies the Aron. Says the Briska Rav. I'll read some of it. And he also says, this is why the Ramban's problems with the Rambam. Oh, it's on the whole Shevet. A lot of his problems and the psukim that he quotes against the Rambam. Oh, no, that's by other Kalim. By other Kalim, maybe it's the whole Shevet. By other Kalim, it was a specific time. But the Rambam's mitzvah is mitzvah of carrying the Aron. And there, it is more limited. He quotes many other points related to this. Vamnam di yisod hachmilsa. Vayanir alom adas harambam. The Hadak, he quotes different psukim related. Nesiyas aron ladoros nira du milsa achrita v'din achir lagamre. Veno shay klal ladin nesiyah ha'amur b'mikdash v'kelav. And it's a different pasuk he even quotes. Parshas Akev. Ba'esa hi hivdil Hashem eshev elevi laseis es aron bris Hashem. U'shnei dinim ikah b'nesiyas aron. There are two dinim. Chada din nesiyah shal mishkan. One is carrying the mishkan, and that mitzvah finish. When the Mishkan came to its resting stop. Vidino bilavim, midin avodas masa, that applies to the entire Levium. That's Parshas Bamidbar. Sheyesh badin avodas alavim, v'hu amor b'parshas Bamidbar, the kachash of olam sham laharan bahadi shark lea mishkan, v'din zeh rak ad boam lebeis olamim, u'misham be'elech paka din avodas masa. The mitzvah of carrying all the kalim to the Mishkan ended. That's why it's not one of the 613. It's a temporary mitzvah. V'chol din avodas alavim ledoros, hu rak shir v'shi'ur. Right, what do the Levium do forevermore? What do? The Gemara says, either they sing, or they are gatekeepers. Right? Mishorim and Mishorim. That's what the Levium do. But it doesn't say they carry. Because Ladoros, only the Aron is the mitzvah to Ladoros, and Vishen is Ikadim Miyucha, Jonasias Aron and Muskar Bekra, the parches Akev, Vudin Befne Atvo, Shein Ashai, Klal, Adin Avodas, Alavim, Rak Techenu, Mitzvahs, Nisiuso, Bishav, Alevi, and he says it has a separate din. It's a separate din to build the Aron, it's a separate din to carry the Aron. That's the Briska Rav, quoted by many other Svarim as well. Okay. Let us continue a little bit. Before we get to the hashkafa behind the mitzvah, there is a fascinating discussion that we need to have relating to a perek in Navi. We don't get to do Navi as much as we should. But in Shmuel Beis Perek Vav, that is the first time that David HaMelech tries to bring the Aron up to Yerushalayim. And we know it's the perek known as Peretz Uzzah. Remember the story? They're bringing it up. They're having the whole spiritual parade. V'David v'chol beis Yisrael mesachakim l'fnei Hashem. They're dancing. B'kol atzei broshim. U'b'kinoros u'b'nevalim. They have marching bands. U'b'nemananim u'metzaltzilim. V'yavohu ad goren nachon. They come to goren nachon. V'yishlach uza el arono elokim. V'yochez bo kisham tu abakar. Sounds like the Aron starts sliding off the wagon. And Uza tries to catch it. And what happens? Vayicharaf Hashem beUza. Hashem gets very angry at Uza and kills him on the spot. Vayakeh Hashem Elokim al Hashav, Vayam Hashem Aron Elokim. And David got very upset, and that's why the place is called Peretz Uza Arayamazeh v'chulu v'chulu. The question is, what happened here? What was the chait? Why was Uza struck down? So, 2 points. Again, there's a lot here, but 2 points. First of all, the Radak talks about our mitzvah. The question is, what was the Aron doing on the wagons? This is a mitzvah Taseh Ladoros. What was it doing on the wagons? So, the Mishmato Zav, one of the great briskers on Navi, contemporary Sefer, he says, well, maybe based on the Briska Rav, maybe David got confused. His mistake was that he thought there was only Din 1 of Nesias Kalim, which ended, and not Din 2 of Nesias Aron specifically. So maybe that was David's mistake. But the Radak, in the Rishonim, the Radak says, beautiful. What a Musar Haskel. The Radak says, you know what the problem was? David knew the mitzvah of carrying the Aron on shoulders. But he thought the mitzvah was relative. He thought when you're carrying all the other parts of the Mishkan, the boards and the curtains and all of that, when all of that is on the wagons, then the Aron has to be on your shoulders. The Aron has to be one level up. The Aron has to be above everything else. But if all you're carrying is the Aron, you're not carrying anything else, then you can put it on the wagons. It's a relative mitzvah. It's not an absolute mitzvah. V'ha'inyan, this is the Radak right there. In Shmuel Beis, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav. V'inyan Shashaga David Bazeh, Hadavar Mikra Mefuresh, Chashav, Ki lo yechet Bazeh, Im Yisau Ba'agala. He didn't think it would be a chet to put it on the wagon. Aval pi shekasev ba'kasef Yisau, even though he knew the chinuch mitzvah shinayin tes. Right? Didn't David know that? Ki Omar ba'osos man ba'midbar tziva hakel ki lefi shahaya hamishkan nisa ba'agalos tziva laseses ha'aron ba'kaseif laharos ki kedushas ha'aron gedola mikedushas hamishkan, to show that the Aron's kedusha was higher. Aval bizman shalohaya shamishkan chashav she'ein chet im yisau ba'agala. But if there is no mishkan, this is all you're carrying, so then you can put it on the agala. That was David's mistake. And then he adds, ki ba'agala b'misnei plishtim. It already was in the wagon from the plishtim, so he just kept it in. One of two things. But according to this whole pshat, then Uzzah was just a carbon. It was really David's fault, but David didn't want to smote. Hashem didn't want to smote David, Melech Yisrael. So that's why he smote Uzzah, because he was also involved in having it on the wagon. Okay, that is an amazing radak, in the Musar Haskel being that our avodas Hashem is not relative. It's absolute. The values that we live up to and the life that we try to live doesn't have to do with, well, if they're doing this, then I just have to be a little above that. Or this is what, you know, look what they're doing, look what I'm doing. Look at me. The answer, no, it's absolute values. You don't have to hold the Aron up just because it has to be above everything else. The Aron has to be held up no matter what. Right, that's the message of this Radak. But I once heard Rabbi Alan Schwartz, who's a big bucky in Tanakh, he made another suggestion. If you look closely, exactly why Uzzah was struck down. So if you look closely at the Psukim, what does it say? Vayishlach Uzzah el Aron ha'elokim. Uzzah sent his hand to the Aron. Vayochez bo, and he held it. Kisham to a bakar, because the bakar, you know, was getting loose. What's that first verb? Vayishlach Uzzah. It should just say he held it. What do you mean? What did he send to? Vayishlach Uzzah es arona el arona lakim, and then vayochas lo he held to. So he explains, maybe Uzzah specifically was doing something right. He said it's a big chiddush, but he says if you read the psukim, it fits in. There's something called Munchausen syndrome, which is a syndrome that somebody does to feign illness or to feign a problem or to create a difficult situation so that they could come and be the hero and they could get all the credit. But they're the ones that created the problem in the first place. Rahmanul Islam, you find by certain abuse cases in the news sometimes, and then they're the hero, but they're the one that caused the problems in the first place. So he suggests, if you read the psukim closely, maybe Uzzah was the one that made the Aron loose, and then he came to, I saved the Aron! I saved the Aron, I caught it. He was the one that made it loose in the first place. That's Vayishlach Uzzah and Vayochez Bo Kisham to Abakar. Anyway, it's an interesting phenomenon, but that was Rabbi Schwartz's suggestion. But again, it's a big chiddush, he knows. It's not based on Chazal, but if you're just reading the Psukim, maybe that's a possibility. You have to explain why Uzzah was cut down. But either way, according to the Radak, it was because of David's mistake. Misharshi a mitzvah. What is the shor? Some of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. L'fisha kol ikur kvodan shel Yisrael hua Torah sheba nivdu l'mishar ha'amim and aso chelak Hashem. As we know, the Aron, which houses the luchos, is the ultimate. That's what our life revolves around. Right, we have to have the most special people carry the Aron, because that's what symbolizes our life. I don't have to explain this more, why we have to give the covet to the Torah, to the Aron. It is somewhat obvious. There is a beautiful usage of this mitzvah. If you look in the Mesillas Yesharim, in Perek Chaf, where he talks about Mishkal HaChasidus, that we always have to make sure that we're doing a mitzvah, it's not an Avera. Sometimes, and the Chafetz Chaim is fond of this topic as well, sometimes there's something that we want to do, but it's a mitzvah that, it's an Avera that's dressed up as a mitzvah. Right, the learning till 3 o'clock in the morning, let's see how our chakras is. Well, let's see how our chakras is. We always have to make sure that the Satan pushes us, Vasar Satan Milfaneinu, u'me'acharenu. He doesn't just come in front of us. He pushes us from the back. See, he quotes. He quotes one of a couple of examples. He says, so he knows Zachari ben Avkulis in the Gemara, right, in the Gemara, in the Kamsa, Bar Kamsa story. He thought he was doing a great mitzvah. He was saying, you can't do anything to Bar Kamsa. All he did was bring a balmum to the Mizbeach, and it ended up being that this led to the Churban Abayis. Or he quotes Gedalia ben Achikam, Gedalia, Son Gedalia. He thought he was doing a great mitzvah. Da'al kavschus, Yishmael, he's never going to do anything wrong to me. But really, he wanted to assassinate him. Kabdeo v'chashdeo, the Gemara says, in Maseches Nida. You got to be worried about him. And then he quotes another example. What's his example? As follows, v'chein amru zal b'inyin halaviyim. The Medrash says, on our parsha, mipnei shahayu yodim, shekomi shetoin ba'aron schar maruba. It was a special skula to carry the aron. Not every Kohen or Levi got to carry the aron every day. It was a special skula. Hayu manichin es ha-shulchan v'amanara v'amizbachos v'kulan ratz in la'aron lito schar. They all ran to the aron, and they left all the other kelim b'bizayin. They didn't touch the shulchan, the menorah. They were all left there. They were left in the dirt. Everybody's rushing and pushing and kicking to try to get the aron. Umitokach, haye zem meiriv yomer anito inkan. The zem meiriv, vomer anito inkan. They used to fight. Umitokach, haye nogin kalos rosh. Used to scream and fight and at each other right by the aron. Vahaysa shchina poga aspahem. They thought they were doing a great mitzvah. I'm carrying the aron. The answer is, you know, they weren't doing such a great mitzvah, right? It reminds us of the story in Yuma. They were caught him running up the ramp and one of them broke the other one's leg. We always have to make sure that what we're doing is a mitzvah on all counts and think of the ramifications of what we're doing. At the end of that parak, he quotes Rabbi Tarfon from the first parak in Brachas. Rabbi Tarfon thought he was doing a great thing, right? But he realized, I shouldn't go like Beis Shammai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to go like Beis Shammai. We have to make sure that we're always doing what's right in the eyes of Hashem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we were able to finish Parshas Naso, and now we have Baha'aloscha coming up. Baha'aloscha has five mitzvos on our agenda. Be'ez Hashem, we will stop here.